It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
So welcome, everybody. We are back. This is our first 24/7 of the year 2025. You know what's weird? Remember when you used to have to, remember when you wrote checks and the first week of the year was always a bitch because you always misdated the checks? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Only when I was paying child support.
Right.
It seemed like those were the only checks I messed up.
Funny how that is.
Nothing better than you want to get the phone call that goes, are you trying to be an ass?
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. First one of the year. I was excited to come back, actually, believe it or not.
I couldn't sleep good last night.
Because you were nervous or you didn't want to oversleep?
Very excited. And yeah. I'm like, whoa, it's been like 2 weeks since I've set the alarm.
Yeah.
I hope it still works.
Yeah. I would be the guy, as you know, that would get up multiple mornings on a week off just to go out and shoot. But the weather sucked, and B, the cold set in, and I wasn't feeling well, blah, blah, blah. So I only did it a couple times. So I was basically sleeping in more than I ever have in years.
Was my first one that I took my sleep doctor and doctor's advice.
Yeah.
Every night, I was in bed like around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Staying,
and I noticed like...
Routine?
The routine, wide awake, 7:30, 8 o'clock. I had my hour walk-in.
Didn't it feel good, though, to get things done early?
I couldn't agree with you. I slept in one day, 9:32, and I woke up with a friggin' headache like, hey, you slept too much.
You slept too long.
But I switched it around and tried it, and I think it worked like fantastic.
It does, because the problem is the more you sleep, the more you want to sleep. Like you just can't get out of being tired because your body, you're not giving a chance for your body to wake up.
There was no naps on this vacay, and there was an hour walk every day, and like... 10 o'clock was like, okay, and at least I'm in bed, I'm reading, I'm winding down.
Yeah, I was going to bed 9, 10 o'clock. I mean, New Year's, I sit up till 1.
10?
Yeah, because...
11:30 pretty much.
And I don't. I like
you're
sleeping.
You're a night owl, though.
You know?
Well, I still get up. You get up at 8, you're getting, over 8 hours.
Yeah, see, I'd still wake up between 6 and 7. Last week, though, to prep for getting back up, I got up Friday. Instead of 3:30, I got up at 4:30, went to the gym, came into work just like it was a normal day.
Yeah.
Just an hour off, just so I could be ready for today.
So you came into work on Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Wow, Jesus. Wow, that's...
Well, I mean, I had things to do. I had an event Friday night, so came, stocked the vehicle.
The thing is I'll stay up late. Like, a couple nights, I stayed up till 2:30.
Yeah.
I just did. I was awake.
I don't...
But if I know I'm getting up early, I will try to go to bed at a reasonable time to give me like 6 hours, because I did get up and I did drive 3 hours north to go to see the sunrise in Maine. It turned out to be uneventful, but still, I went 3 hours.
There wasn't really much I wanted to watch on TV, and what I did want to do is I read the The Brothers book from Alex Van Halen, and it was really good.
You know what? There was one of the things that happened over vacation that I posted something about, and it was basically... I don't know if I told you guys, whenever you go and you deal with fishermen, right? We're talking down on the docks, right? You don't F around with fishermen, okay? Because they'll kill you. I mean, I say that joking, but you don't mess with them because it's serious business. And if you're messing around down on the docks where they're working, you can get hurt. You know what I mean? They're they got these hooks that they carry around. They're dragging bait and doing all that stuff. It's industrial work, okay? So you don't mess around and you don't go where you're not supposed to go because they'll make no bones about shredding you verbally and chewing you out for being in their area, right? So I've always made it this thing of always ask for permission. I've always found fishermen to be the nicest people, but you got to show them respect, right? Mm-hmm. You don't go trouncing around, walk down near their boat or whatever. Don't do that, right? They don't like it. They don't like that shit, Kelly. You know what I mean?
I buy it.
So I go down and I'm walking down onto this pier and I'm like, okay, there's two guys on boats. And I walk over to the edge of the pier and I lean out and I say, hey. I said, how you doing? They said, what's up? How you doing? I said, is it okay if I take a couple of photographs here? This was in New Harbor, Maine. Mm-hmm. All right, small little fishing village. Great. Anyway, the guy goes in the thickest Maine accent. He's basically like, I don't see why not there, buddy. I'll tell you what, though. You're going to be careful, right? Don't want you to get hurt. And then he says, because I'll tell you, if you get hurt, I'm going to drag you down here to this fucking boat. I'm going to drag you out to the ocean. I'm going to dump you in the ocean. Because he goes, I don't want no lawsuit shit and blah, blah. And he was serious, but he was joking. And it was hilarious. And I said to the guy, I'm like, absolutely, I'd have it no other way. You know, but it was just so funny because that's the no BS attitude I love, A, about fishermen and women, and especially people who live in Maine. You know, there's just no BS. They're just going to spell it out. I will take you down on my boat, and I will drag you out to the ocean, and I will throw you overboard because you are not suing me for liability. Now, the guy was kind of joking halfway, right?
Half.
But I liked it. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. And I want to ask you this, if you think this would be a good segment to do on the air. You ever been threatened, like really threatened in a weird way? Did anybody ever threaten you with something weird or unexpected?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I was walking my dogs. And why? It wasn't. I was at the Brat.
Yeah.
And I would walk my dogs occasionally. And so would my ex-wife. We'd walk together sometimes around this gentleman's house. We knew him, friendly with the guy. But he had a few beers one night.
Right.
And I had to shut him off at the Brat.
Yeah.
We're talking years ago.
Right.
He said, I'll shoot your dogs. I go, what? He goes, and he was dead serious. He goes, I'll shoot your dogs. It's the only person I think I've ever had banned from the Brat Keller.
Yeah, right?
He came back 2 months or so.
So did he say that at the restaurant, or did he?
Oh, yeah, right at the restaurant.
Because you shut him off.
Wow, dude.
I'll shoot your dogs. I go, what? He goes, shoot your dogs.
Don't you just want to grab his head and smash it off the bar like they do in the movies? Knock him the fuck out?
Bang.
Like Roadhouse?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mentally, maybe I did want to do that, but we just turned him away from the Brat.
I watched. Do you think that is that a good subject? Do you think have you ever been threatened?
I need to think about this because I don't know.
You got to go back.
I got to go back.
Yeah, I don't think I've been threatened.
I'll tell you right now, man. This happened at Little League Field. Never seen anything like it before. My son was little. Okay, like we're talking 4, 5. Okay. And there's two other little kids playing, and he's playing with them, and they're both girls. And one of the girls picks up a rock like she's going to throw it, right? And so I'm watching the whole thing, right? My son picks up a rock, and all of a sudden, this woman starts screaming at Tyler. Now, mind you, the first girl had a rock.
Yep.
And the woman is screaming at Tyler, what are you going to do with that rock? You're going to throw that rock. Tyler, horrified, terrified, his face drops, eyes go wide. He wasn't going to do anything with it. He just picked it up. The woman starts screaming at him, and she's in a wheelchair. So I'm sitting there going, I want to yell at her for yelling at my son. Right. You know what I mean? But how do you yell at a woman in a wheelchair at a Little League game?
She'd want to be yelled at just like everybody else, you know.
That's a good point.
It's a bad optic.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's definitely, wouldn't you give it a second thought? You'd like be like,
yeah.
So Tyler puts the rock down.
I don't want to yell at
anybody, so. And then she goes, you better put it down. You have no idea what I'll do to you. That's what she says.
Well, okay.
To my kid. And I'm sitting there going, oh shit, what do I say? What do I say? I don't have to say anything because Valerie's nearby. And Valerie runs over and like starts getting into the woman's face.
I'm with Val.
So I'm
I'm with
I froze. Why? She's a woman in a wheelchair. I could.
That doesn't matter.
I know. You're right. You're right. You're right. I go over. I grab Tyler's hand, and then we walk to the car. He's like, Dad. I'm like, I know, buddy. I saw the whole thing. So I get him in the front seat of the car, and we're sitting there, and Valerie's arguing with the woman, and I'm like, he's like, Dad, look, Mom's arguing with her. I'm like, this could be good, buddy. Watch this. So my wife is leaning over, kind of yelling down at the woman, and the woman's screaming at her, and Valerie starts screaming back. It's getting hot, you know? And I'm like, the whole, you have no idea what I'll do to you, to a 5-year-old kid. Yeah. I shrunk from it because I didn't want to be the person seen yelling at a woman in a wheelchair. I should have.
I think I might have still yelled.
I should have stood up.
You probably just stayed a shock. Like,
I was.
I hate.
You have no idea
confrontation
what I'll do to you.
And walk away from it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And I'm not going to like back down because the person's in a wheelchair. You know, it's not scaring her for yelling at people.
Yeah. Yeah. Valerie's like, I don't care. And yeah. She did not swear. She got right in the woman's face.
But that's what you have to do.
Pointing down at her. Kind of yelling at her for, you don't say that to kids. There's no need to do that. And Valerie was 100% in the right. I obviously chickened out. I was too nervous about what people would think. You know, if that happened again, I would react differently. But it was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. Who levels a threat like that against a kid?
Yeah, I don't have
you any. Know? Mm. You've never been threatened. I hope nobody's ever been threatened, but do you think that would work on the air?
Oh, of course. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there.
Absolutely.
Like, especially weird ones. Like, I'll kill your dog. That's freaking...
That's weird.
Dogs.
Like, who says that? You know?
Somebody who's had too much to drink.
And did you walk past that guy's house afterwards with the dogs? And yes. did he ever act like nothing happened? Because people that say shit like that sometimes think...
But he probably didn't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if he remembered. I don't know if we ever brought it up again. He was a good guy when he was just before being really drunk.
Yeah.
Funny as hell.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't help but not laugh with this guy.
Yeah.
But then it would go too far.
I see. It's not okay that they're a good person when they say
shit like that. No, I'm just saying, you
he
couldn't help. But
right.
You'd want to not laugh, but he was funny.
Yeah.
He had a gift.
Yeah.
Until he went too far.
They crossed that line, man. Yeah. They crossed that line. Maybe I'll bring it up. I don't know. But
I like the idea.
My life was threatened. This guy was... I thought about that as I got in the car. Mm-hmm. This guy might take me out in the ocean and dump me overboard, you know what I mean, if I slipped and got hurt. Oh, you can't walk? Oh, we'll just drag you on down the boat. Wouldn't be the first time.
Down by the boat.
Is what I'm guessing. He was very funny. And if you've ever seen Bob Marley do his comedy stuff online about his cousin Wayne, sounded just like Wayne. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt now. I will take you down to my boat, drag you out in the ocean. I will dump you overboard. And another guy on the other boat was laughing his ass off. I'm like, yeah, funny now. Until they're rolling the fat guy, the little beluga whale that I am, overside in a splash in the ocean. You know? So that was part of my vacation. Have you ever been threatened? If you're listening to this, email me, too, if you've ever been threatened with something like unusual or whatever. You know? Mm.
Feel like I'm trying to think that there. I don't think there was.
Yeah, it's not something that you would normally think about unless it leaves a mark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And watching, you know, my wife duke it out almost with a woman in a wheelchair. My wife, who is as appropriate as can be, right? She works with kindergarten kids. She treats everybody with the hallway hello, be a hallway hero. Good morning, everybody gets a good morning.
Be a hallway hero.
That's what they call it.
What the hell is that?
Hallway hero.
I don't know what that is.
You're quiet in the hallway. You don't make a commotion to disturb classes.
Does that make you a hero?
But if you, yes, because you're respecting others.
Okay, you used to be with a teacher. You don't like remember like the
hallway hero is.
You have to talk to the teacher.
Yeah, and you got to think about it. You realize Amy and I celebrated 9 years on our first day. So it's this whole hallway hero. That's something kind of new.
Yeah, it's just being nice in the hallway.
Yeah,
and having respect for every.
There's so many different things. Yeah, respectful.
So
be
don't
kind.
Don't get upset. I don't know what the hero is.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know just by being quiet and being respectful. I'm a hero.
What are you doing, CPR? Because then you're a hero. If it works, because you know one out of five. Only works the rest times it's fail. But anyway, the hallway hero. And Valerie says, good morning, everyone. Wherever we go, we'll be walking down the hall. And Valerie's like, good morning. Wherever we are.
That one good morning can make somebody's day turn around. And that's where you have to do it.
But I feel like if I join in, let's say Valerie and I are walking down through a hallway in a business place or anywhere, and somebody's walking toward us, good morning. If I say good morning, it sounds like we're the psycho couple. You know what I mean?
So you're just leaving it to her.
You're like the guy on The Simpsons, Ned. Hey, goodly neighbor, diddly doodly. That guy, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. So I always, am I committed to saying the good morning just because she does, or do I let her handle it?
Let her handle it.
Yeah, that's what I do. And then they look at me like, you're a dick. You know?
Why does she? She's the nice one in the relationship.
I'm not going to deny that. Yeah. I am not going to deny that at all. You know, anyway, you know. All right, that's basically that particular subject, you know. What else is going on with you, Scotty? Anything going on?
Nothing much. I didn't get a chance to tell you guys, but I saw the bullies again.
The little kids that were bullying.
Do you want to save this for on air?
Is this when you were power walking?
I think we need to do this on the air.
Okay.
I think you need.
Then we'll do that.
I know you've had a lot of issues, and I brought it up thinking that maybe you got a treadmill so you could avoid them.
Nope.
Yeah.
After the
no, they
last...
say face your fears. Okay.
He was getting picked on, just like in the movie Step Brothers.
Yeah, they made me kiss a white dog shit.
They grabbed Scotty by the hair, and they pushed his face down into the ground. And they were kind of heckling him and making him feel bad about himself.
Yep.
And that maybe we could talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, but no, everything else. Greg, I also want you to know that I'm not ready to put it up yet, but I got a birdhouse with a video camera on it because Nora heard the segment of us talking about it, and she's like, I'm going to get Dad.
I got mine back up. Got mine back up and running, you know? I will also say that...
This is also a treat or something you can give these... with hummingbirds again that they love. I was talking to somebody who puts out a treat for the hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds are just sugar water.
You can get them sugar water in the feeder, but there's something else they wicked love.
Grapes.
And they'll do like, I don't know.
Grapes.
They'll do like a maneuver, special maneuver for it.
I heard grapes get Orioles. I'm not sure. I will say that my whole car thing is a fiasco.
Did you know when?
No.
Still,
like hopefully this week. But I mean, it's been a month now since it happened, and I never realized it. They quickly said, if you didn't know, I got in an accident. I totaled my truck. Right, I was fine, but a wood post went through the engine block. It was crazy. I slid off the road into a guardrail, wooden guardrail. All right, so I was fine. Thank God. Truck totaled. They admitted it like within a day or two. That truck is totaled. Bang. Here's the value, bang. So I thought, all right, this will be taken care of pretty quickly.
It usually doesn't take long. Whoever's holding your, like Honda Financial, will
has
have
the
title and
right.
then they send it to it.
Well, apparently they were on walkabout or something. I don't know what was going on.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
National Weed Celebration Day and everybody at the Honda Corporation was high. But apparently they missed the emails that were sent by the insurance company, which I saw, so I know they exist.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first of the year, they hadn't sent it yet. And so I'm like, what the love of God is going on?
That's because Christmas, everything gets shut down.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
In the meantime, I have to pay to rent a car over whatever the rental is over what the insurance will cover.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's just God's sake. This is why this stuff is just such a pain in the ass, because it never seems to go as smoothly as it should, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, hopefully this week I should be in a new vehicle. Not that anybody gives a rat's ass, but, you know, I got asked this morning a few times in text, did you get a new truck yet? No, I'm driving a Nissan Pathfinder.
Smaller, at least.
A little bit smaller than the other. The thing was a boat. I needed to pay slip fees everywhere I parked, for God's sake. It was like I was renting a freaking dock in Whittapasaukee. Jesus. All right. Well, anyway, so there's that. Laura, anything else?
No, it was pretty, like I said, we had the iPad explode. That was rare and weird.
I'm freaked out by that.
Yeah, I was freaked out by it. And then you do a Google search on it, and you're like, whoa, this happens to people.
Laura's son was watching the iPad. Tell the story.
Yeah,
so, it's crazy.
A couple days before Christmas, cousins are over. They're all hanging out watching the iPad. And I'm glad it was more than just one kid watching it because it was further away from his face. And the kids come to me upstairs. They are white as ghosts. And my little niece, Daphne, goes, we didn't do it. Like thinking I was going to get mad that they dropped the iPad because it was shattered. And I look at Dylan and he has like glass shards on his face, all over his sweatshirt. She's like, we were watching it and
don't blink.
And it just went poof. And I was like, what? Parker's like, it was like a pop. And we laid the iPad down on the table and you could see there was a bubble in it. Come to find out, batteries of all Apple products can, when they get to a certain age, they can just poof. It's like an airbag going off. And I'm like, take off your sweatshirt. We vacuum, you know, this floor, covered his face. And just,
what are the chances? I mean, what if it didn't go in his eye?
Yeah. I know. And then I guess people, so when I brought it to, because we had got it from T-Mobile and I made a payment plan on it and I paid it off like 2 years ago. So it was probably 5 years old.
Yeah.
And he's like, people, I guess, have tried to sue Apple in the past, but it's written in the, you know,
whatever it is you sign.
Yeah. That the battery life only lasts so long. I'm like, who would have thought that after so long, they just poof.
And why aren't the batteries interchangeable?
Good question.
Right? They don't want it to be interchangeable because then you have to buy a whole new one.
He says it's like an airbag bubble that go like that's around it and it just explodes and the glass went everywhere but he's okay. And our wallets are a little lighter and that's it.
Another thing to another thing you gotta worry about now. Yep. Exploding iPads.
So that was just one of the and then I had to get a new car. Easier process.
Yeah, right. Good for you. I know. Yeah. Good for you. Well, anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, today's meeting day.
Is it?
Yeah, yes. It is.
Okay. All right. For sure.
It is meeting day. Right, so now that we're back into the swing of things, but we appreciate you hanging out with us. And if you've ever been threatened, especially weird threats, like who's gotten the weirdest threat? I'm intrigued by that. I mean, he threatened to take me out in the ocean and throw my body overboard. That's a pretty cool threat.
Yeah, that is.
I mean,
cool.
I know it was half joking, but I think it was kind of half serious too. The guy was wicked. Nice.
You know what's happened?
Huh?
Nothing.
As soon as I said yes, sir, no problem, he's like, "You gonna want to have a good day now? You just don't get hurt. Don't get hurt now, okay? Because I will bury you in the friggin' ocean, chief. Okay? Right on, brother.
Right on, brother.
I always respect the working man. Have a lovely day, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 5:30. It's Legal Tuesday. Buzz Legal Advisor Attorney Ryan Russman's in. Jimmy Dunn's going to hang out. Roadkill Ranks, and that's happening on Tuesday.
And we're going to push Gizmo off another day.
Yep, push Gizmo off till Wednesday. All right? So enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks for hanging with us on the 24/7. We'll see you tomorrow.